In 1932, the U.S. Department of Public Health began a widespread syphilis treatment program in Macon County. The government decided to find out what would happen if the syphilis was allowed to develop uncontrolled by treatment for long periods of time. This child was born dead of syphilis. But even if the infant, infected with syphilis in the womb, survives birth, he faces at any time in his life the horrors of physical deformity, mental disease, blindness, and death.
This is a malaria experiment that took place in, this happened to be at the Stateville, Illinois prison. Also took place in federal prison in Georgia and a federal prison in New Jersey. This is a White House-sponsored malaria experiment.
A White House bioethics commission has revealed gruesome new details about American-run venereal disease experiments on unsuspecting Guatemalans. U.S. medical officials intentionally infecting Guatemalan sex workers, prisoners, soldiers, mental patients without their permission. The New York Times reports, quote, when some of the men failed to become infected through sex, the bacteria were poured into scrapes made on the penises or faces or even injected by spinal puncture. President Clinton set up an advisory committee on human radiation experiments, which did its own digging into hundreds of federally sponsored human radiation programs. Remarkably enough, the final report, came out on October 3rd, 95, the same day as the verdict in the O.J. Simpson case.
Nobody paid attention to it.
And what were the results?
They confirmed that thousands and thousands of experiments had been done on U.S. citizens, that the victims were the most vulnerable people in our society. In other words, the subjects were not doctors' children. They were people who were vulnerable.
In how many places in the United States? Fernald School in Massachusetts, the Cincinnati tests, Elmer Allen was at University of California, Berkeley. How many sites were these government scientists working in?
There were hundreds of sites. They were private hospitals, public hospitals, military installations, orphanages, about any place that a doctor was working where they might be able to get a grant and do a paper. They were using these substances. A group of prisoners had their testicles irradiated.
Where?
In Oregon, mostly. One of the most famous is the Green Run at the Hanford Reservation, in which they...
In Washington State,
in which they released radioiodine. The biggest revelation for me was to see how cruel and inhuman these very educated doctors were toward their patients.
And not telling them.
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. Scientists injected plutonium into 18 patients without their knowledge. The report also demonstrates that these and other experiments were carried out on precisely those citizens who count most on the government for its help. In too many cases, informed consent was withheld. Americans were kept in the dark about the effects of what was being done to them. For these experiments were kept secret.
I want to update you on the next stage of this momentous medical initiative. It's called Operation Warp Speed. That means big and it means fast. A massive scientific, industrial, and logistical endeavor, unlike anything our country has seen since the Manhattan Project.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.